Before we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 3rd of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Power Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello. Hello and welcome to the Northern Power Women Podcast. My name is Simone and you are so very welcome. This podcast is all about highlighting the fantastic role models, sharing their inspiring personal and professional stories with you. And we want to bring some of those top tips, advice, guidance, side hacks. Don't even know that's the thing. But anyway, we'll bring the side hacks as well as the hacks along, whatever it may be, to help you through you, whether it be your life, your career, whatever it may be. So without further ado, let us meet this week's guest. It is Tammy Kuboye, and it is a welcome back to you. Welcome back to the Northern Power Women Podcast. Tammy is the Creative Digital Project Manager and Deputy Co-Chair of Women in Technology at the fantastic Barclays Technology. Tammy, welcome back to the pod.
Oh my goodness, Simone, it's like coming back home. I didn't even intend to rhyme, but there we are. Thank you so much for having me back. I'm excited for today's session. Come on, let's jump right into it.
Let's get in. Well, do you know what? I think we could just do it all in the form of a rhyme. So
I am creative, so let's just see. And if it doesn't flow, it doesn't flow, but we tried.
It doesn't flow, but we've given it a go.
Look at that. You are on fire, Simone. Come on.
Well, you were on the podcast about just over a year ago with the wonderful Laura. And it was, you know, that whole conversation. Was it a year ago? Was it 2 years ago?
It was a year. But it does. It's just over a year, I think. It's almost 18 months. Oh, my goodness. It's almost 2 years ago, Simone. Too long.
It is, isn't it? I thought it was. Well, one of the things I took about that, you talked on that podcast about, we are all learners. You know, it's never too old. And we're just in the process as we head fast forward with our trainers on into the 8th Northern Power Women Awards. Reflect on an amazing one of our commended last year was a lady called Professor Diana. And when we always have a mentor program that wraps around the awards. So all of the shortlists get offered a mentor. And I remember Professor Diana. Professor Diana was is an octogenarian. And she was like, when we said you want a mentor, she was like, absolutely, because you never stop learning. And you're passionate about the learning vibe, isn't it? We're all learners every day.
Oh, yes. Look, every day is a learning day. And I think unconsciously, we don't think about that consciously, but really every single day is a learning day. But then it's up to us to look for the lessons and absorb what that change looks like. Because if we're not looking out for the lessons, then we're missing. So every day is a learning day.
Absolutely. And you've worked across sort of spectrum, haven't you? Whether it be, you know, law, finance, tech, you know, these are pretty male dominated sectors, aren't they? That, you know, what ceilings and walls have you crashed through in those industries?
Simone, let me tell you about it. So I think basically I get my strength from the fact that my parents, so I have got Nigerian background, and my mother, she is of Nigerian heritage, but she's a Yorkshire lass. She was a Yorkshire lass, God rest her soul. But she and my father gave me that flexibility and the ability to believe that I could do whatever I wanted. And so it wasn't until I started my work life, I think I had probably had those rose-tinted glasses on and I thought everyone in the world thought like that. And I got into the workplace and I'm like, I'm speaking, but people aren't either hearing me or they are ignoring me. And I grew up quite shy, so I did have quite a quiet voice, so I thought, okay, next time I must speak up louder. And that's when I realized that it's not just about me speaking up louder, it's about me finding a voice that people could not ignore, because they are going to ignore me. I'm a woman, I'm black, I'm in a male dominated area, and we just get taken for granted. I was in a boardroom one day, and I was there as a project management analyst. And I was told to go and make the teas and coffees. And I was like, no, I'm not. I'll go and get the PA. And it's not the PA's job, but I was working in a hierarchical community in Germany. And that's what the PAs had to do. I said, I'll help you out. I go and get them, but I'm not going to make the teas and coffees.
Do you know? And I think it is about that, isn't it? We've all got to speak up louder. And like you just said, you know, a voice, we've all got to be the voice you can't ignore. Was that, I mean, did you say that you were out in Germany at this time? Was that hard? Was that something you just had to really lean into to do and think, if I don't, then this is just going to go on forever, right?
Yes, it was. And I'll tell you why. So prior to my coming to Barclays, I had been contracting for many, many years because it was a lifestyle that suited me. And also because I thought I would get bored just sitting in a job. And I love the fact that there are people that can stay in one job and one role for 50 years, more to you, but I am not that person. And so I wanted a life where I could move about and not be bored. So there was this contract life that I was dealing with, right? And as part of that, I came into this organization because it was trying to be brought up to, you know, the British standard. And I was the only Black person in the building that was working on the floors. And it's not because I don't see color, but it's because I choose not to have a victim mentality. So for me, I recognized that the only other Black people were the ones that were cleaning or the ones that were opening the door. And I made sure to make friends with them because I didn't want them to think that I was, you know, snotty and my nose was up in the air and I thought I was better than them. I'm not. I just came from a different background and a different set of circumstances. And so what I found was, I thought to myself, well, I have to be, and obviously this was probably something I shouldn't have done, I have to be a representation for them because everyone in this building does not expect anyone who looks like me to be on the fifth, sixth or seventh floor. I'm supposed to be in the basement with the help. So there's a way you carry yourself when you know that there's a certain perspective, unspoken bias against you. And that helps, that permeates, because sometimes it's also about the unspoken word. It's the way you carry yourself and it's the way you put your message across. And it took me years to learn how to get my message across. But then we fail forward, right? You try it one way, you're like, maybe not. And then you fine tune it. Again, learning day. Every day is a learning day.
I love that, you know, that talk about failing forward. But it is the thing about you, Tammy, I always strikes me is that intention, you know. And so whether you're failing forward, whether you've said something that, oh, maybe that wasn't the way to do it, I think it's just, it's keep do it. It's get up, isn't it? Get up, do it again, you know. Do you think it's got easier?
I think I've gotten better at being able to read the room quicker. I applied a one size fits all and you can't do that. But like you just said, Simone, you learn, like you do something and it either floats like a feather or it drops like a lead balloon. But then you know, okay, this works. I'm going to try it again and then maybe slightly tweak it. And this doesn't work. I'm not even going to try it again. So I've gotten better at reading the room and then that's helped me to be more proactive instead of reactive. But it's never easy. Every time you come into a room and you have that, you can feel the tension and the bias that's unspoken. It's flight or fear. And I choose the adrenaline to be excitement. Like, okay, let's tackle this one. Then let's see how this one's going to turn out. So, yeah.
And that's what you need. It's that advocacy as well, because you're the one who's kind of blazing that trail in that. There'll be other people in that room who feel that tension, who feel that awkwardness. And you're the one, comes back to your point, isn't it? Be the voice you can't ignore. And I know you have the, you know, the great role of being deputy co-chair of the Women in Technologies at Barclays. And what is the, how are you going about demystifying some of this? Because there's, you know, some of this, you know, we talk about, oh gosh, we're all the women in tech. How have you kind of broken and sort of disassembled some of those myths? Or have you just got to hammer to it and smash them?
And that's funny that you say that, because for a while that was my approach. But when I came into Barclays, having come from that, so the organization that I worked in Germany was 300 strong, right? Barclays is probably the largest organization that I've worked in. So I came in and I felt like I had been dropped into an ocean, purely also because I'd been on maternity leave for 6 months, 9 months even. And I came back in with mum brain, which is a thing. I couldn't remember. I was like, why did I ever think I could do this job? Imposter syndrome set in. It was a new set of people, new ways of working. So I was a little bit I felt out of my depth. I wasn't, but I felt out of my depth. And then the way I came into Women in Tech was I thrive on community. And I had to find a community. So I went on the internet and I checked around. Where can I find people that are like me? And at that time, I did not consider myself a woman in tech. But because of my background, my parents are, I come from a long line of freedom fighters. Anything that's got to do with women, young people, underrepresented minorities, I'm there. Whatever it is, men, women, black, brown, I'll be there. And so I found myself in Women in Tech. And at that point, there was a little bit of a transition going on. And there came an opportunity to come in as deputy co-chair. And I said yes. And this is one thing that I found that helps me along my journey. I say yes first, and then I figure out how to do it. It doesn't matter if I've done it or not. I'll say yes. I'll give it a go, like our flow that we're not doing yet. But I'll say yes. And then we'll figure out the way. There's always a way.
That's my mantra. Say yes and work it out later. That has always been, when people say, what's the best advice you'd always give your younger self or you give to someone else, is absolutely say yes and figure it out later. And I think you using that, I think there's so much about this podcast. We're talking about your voice, and you want your voice to help fight any injustice, especially, among marginalized groups. And you've obviously got your role as the co-chair of Women in Tech. How are you taking that voice wider in your workplace and community, if you like, to kind of really help fight that injustice?
Indeed. And I think one of the key things that stood out to me, and this is something that, I know that when I came on the show, with Laura, we were talking about how we are looking at ways where we can support our colleagues that work in ops. So if you go to the layman on the street and ask them about Barclays, they'll tell you it's a bank, because that's traditionally, for 300 years plus, we are known as a bank. And you go down the high street and you see the bank, you don't think about the tech that sits behind it. You don't think about how the ATM machines work. And so we have a lot of colleagues in ops, in operations who serve our customers diligently, who are very passionate about what they do, but they don't think that they also can partake in the tech side of things. And so it's creating the awareness that there is a life outside of operations if you feel like you want to explore and expand your wings. So it's creating that pipeline of attraction. And also we've recently moved into pillars from a women in tech perspective for the whole of EMEA. And the pillar that I'm most passionate about is attract, because it's not just attracting women who are in different spheres of life into technology. It's also attracting women who are returning from work, like me, who think, well, what can I do? I've been out for so long. I don't know anything about technology. I don't know anything about the trends. Well, what can I offer? And then also understanding that there's girls pre-pubescent and even girls in primary school who probably don't know that there is a world open to them in technology. So that attract pipeline starts from the cradle all the way up onto life moments. And for me, that's what I'm passionate about, demystifying. If you've got a microwave at home, if you've got a telephone, a mobile phone, they're called these days, showing my age, TV, you are technologically active, my girl, and you have a voice in technology. And so it's just showing the other ways. If you love sports, there's sports tech. If you love music, there's music tech. There's a place for everyone in technology. And it's just showing that strength.
And it's music to my ears, if you like, because I think so often we try and sort of put people in those boxes, and people have that, you talk about tech and people think, oh gosh, lab coat and drone on coding, that's all they think that associates it with. And equally, you mentioned sort of sport as well there. We've been doing our International Women's Day series all around sport, and it's not just there for people who participate in sport. There's a whole ecosystem around that, and this whole attract, if you like, the attract pipeline, it's not just come in and work here, it's actually look at me doing this. Look at me doing this. This is, it doesn't have to be what you think it is. It's actually, what are you interested in? Come take a look, be curious. And I think this is why you need the visibility. So we've talked about using your voice. We're now talking about that visibility. One of the other things that I know we are both absolutely mutually passionate about is allyship. And, you know, one of the big things that we're really proud to be working with the Barclays are massive on is male advocacy for gender equality. And we've got the new list this year. And it's not just about a list and a pin badge. It's about how we really enable and mobilize that community to attract, use the attract word again, so we can attract, so we can be visible. Talk to me about the male allyship. I know this could be a whole other pod in itself, and we'd probably, but it's important, right? Isn't it? It's not just important, but it's critical to the solution.
It is. And I think you've hit the nail on the head. And I want to just say big up to Ilka, who's, you know, our male champion here. He will disagree for allyship, because here's the thing. Men and boys are allies from birth, but they are not shaped. I'm going to be a little bit controversial here, but it takes a woman to bring a child into the world, boy or girl. And the concept of allyship is actually fostered in the home. It's about being able to understand the community that you're in. And if we take the homestead, for example, you're in a community, you're raised, and I'm going to use Ilka as an example. He's going to hate me for it, but he was raised by the matriarchs in his family. And so he's got a strong sense of passion towards them. And for me, allyship is being able to stand for what is right, especially when you see that disassociation happen in society. And advocacy goes hand in hand, because if we've got, you know, women on one side and men on one side, then we're working in silos. But the whole point of it is coming together to understand that society has created this imbalance of strengths and weaknesses, but we can foster that and strengthen that by having the advocates in our males coming forward to say, you know what, this has been a stereotype for too long. We are going to break that stereotype. We are going to change the status quo. We are going to make sure that if we can't have that space to have that equity, then we're going to shout out about it. And that's what makes me most proud about this, you know, the synergy that we have.
It is, and it is, and I love the way that we've come about it, if you like, organically, if you like. And you know, Ilka, we have a whole podcast on our you know, our love of Ilka. Ilka is managing director of Barclays Tech, and has literally sort of, have to been at the awards last year, being in the room, was like, you know, we want to do more, what can we do? And he talked so passionately about his passion, if you like, to do and to take action, not just to be passive, because allyship is not passive. You've got to be active, and you've really got to lean into it. And it was like, well, actually, why don't we do something about it? You know, we've always been all genders. That's always been something I've been really, really, really adamant about. But why don't we create something that we will kind of, you know, work with and for, to really manifest and showcase and spotlight. We talk about the awards have always been about showcasing, spotlighting, celebrating role models. This is going to be about manifesting, growing, engaging, educating, you know, and really helping support, build and foster that community. As you just said, it's a perfect point that, you know, our boys are grown, we're born as allies, you know, but it's how do we foster and grow? We need to make it not frightening. We need to make it not sort of scary to be an ally for fear of saying the wrong thing, you know. It's about doing. It's about, like, how do we bring that activity? So I'm really excited about what this will lie ahead with our advocacy group, because, like I say, it's not just about a picture in a brochure or a photo op or whatever. It's about the doing, and I think that's where, yeah. And anyone out there who thinks they can't be an ally, anyone out there who thinks that they can't be an advocate for change, you know, whatever it is that you're passionate about, go, just do one small, it can be one small thing. The one small thing adds to truly true change. And, you know, so whether it is, what do you say, actually, Tammy, how can we give that one lovely piece of advice out there? So we've talked a lot about, you know, being visible and speaking up. So that person out there who thinks, do you know what, I want to call this out, or I want to speak up about this, but they maybe haven't got that confidence or belief that they can. What's the one piece of advice you give to them?
So I'd say this, and I love that you asked that question, Simon, because even as that question was being formulated, all that I could think in my mind was, as a baby crawls, it takes a step and a step and a step until it starts to run. find that one thing that you can say. Yes, it's difficult. I know you said one line, but I'm sorry. It's difficult to find your voice. But even if you say, actually, I don't agree, and leave it at that, that's a start. You don't have to go into War and Peace. You don't have to go into, because some people don't like confrontation. You don't have to be confrontational. All you have to say is, actually, I don't agree. Or if you want to be less confrontational, I have a different opinion. And everyone is entitled to their opinion, because you can't go wrong there. It's how I believe it should be. It's what I think. It's different from what you think. I'm not saying you're better or you're right or I'm right or whatever, but I believe differently. And that's one thing that can change a situation. You'll be surprised how those little words can actually make someone think, oh, actually, okay, they have a point.
And that's where someone else alongside you or someone else has gone, thank goodness, me too. You know, it's...
Yes, it's the Me Too movement. It is. It honestly, some people are waiting for someone else to speak up. Like, it's bubbling inside of them. They want to say something and they're fearful. And it doesn't have to be long words. I have a different opinion.
I love that. I think that is amazing advice. Tammy, you are amazing. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm honest, I could do this every week with you. What a great way to kickstart your day by listening to fabulous Tammy on the podcast. Tammy, thank you so much for joining me. Thank you for being absolutely a force of nature by speaking up louder and being the voice you can't ignore. And don't forget, say yes and figure out later. And thank all of you for listening today. We absolutely love bringing the phenomenal role models that we've got in and across our community to you, passing on those top tips, that advice, that guidance. Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening. We love your feedback, so please keep it coming. Join in the conversation at North Power Women on Twitter and Northern Power Women on all of our other socials. Thank you so much. Find out and keep connected on everything we do on our digital hub, wearepower.net. Thank you for listening. My name is Simone. This is the Northern Power Women podcast and What Goes On Media production.